Lawmakers and the governor had all agreed in principle on how much the state would spend on schools way back in September, but they didn't agree on the rest of the budget until late October. By that time, the State Department of Public Instruction had already told schools to expect less funding. To avoid a massive tax increase, leaders put new money intended for classroom aid into a school levy credit instead. But it didn't fix everything. Valley Ellihausen with the West Bend School District told lawmakers at a public hearing that the last-minute switch meant her district will get about $300,000 less than it was supposed to.
I can't imagine that that was the spirit and the intent when you settled the budget.
Ellihausen supports a plan headed to the Senate floor that would move about $80 million back into school legalization aid. Racine Democratic Senate sponsor John Lehman says that's where it should have been in the first place. But lawmakers were reluctant to change the budget deal when it was finally agreed to last month.
Now we're removed from it a week or two, and I think we can see in the light of day that there was a last-minute glitch and that we're trying to do something about it.
But Republican Speaker Mike Hipsch says the proposal won't get a vote in the Assembly. Hipsch says the budget deal was final, and making this change now would benefit districts like Lehman's at the expense of other schools.
A lot of areas of his district would see additional money, but it comes at the expense of districts all over the state.
Overall, Senator Lehman says 299 of Wisconsin's 426 school districts would benefit under the change. The plan cleared committee on a 6-1 vote, with a majority of lawmakers from both parties in favor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.